Ezra 4, When Help Harms. Setting yesterday, we watched altar first worship rise amid fear. Today, the fear pushes back. Adversaries offer partnership in the rebuild. They claim to seek the same God, yet their worship is a blend born of Assyrian resettlement. Cf. 2 Kings 17, Esarhaddon is named. Zerubbabel's refusal is not pride, but pastoral clarity. Holiness over hurried progress. Observation and context. The text shifts from Hebrew to Imperial Aramaic at verse 8. That linguistic seam signals official correspondence. The formula peace and now mirrors Persian letters found at Elephantine, one of many historical fingerprints. The editor telescopes time. Opposition in Cyrus and Darius's days is narrated alongside later hostilities under Xerxes and Artaxerxes. It's not a strict chronology, but a theological montage. Whenever God builds, resistance organizes. Archaeology has uncovered a Persian-era Samaritan sanctuary on Mount Gerizim, illustrating the rival claims behind the help offered. Theological reflection, Ezra 4 exposes a familiar strategy, compromise before coercion. First, syncretism, let us build with you. Then sabotage, bribery, fear, then bureaucratic stoppage. Calvin saw in Zerubbabel a model for the church's discipline, charity without dilution. Augustine would say the two cities, the city of God and the earthly city, cannot share a foundation. Note the wordplay of identity. Adversaries of Judah and Benjamin, Tzarei Yehuda, versus people of the land. Who defines the project defines the people. The temple must be holy because God is holy. Waiting under delay becomes an act of worship. Later Haggai and Zechariah will teach them to build by the Spirit, not by political leverage. Cross-references. 2 Kings 17, Nehemiah 4, Haggai 1, 2, Zechariah 4, 6, 2 Corinthians 6, 14, 7, 1, Psalm 127, 1. Him, the church's one foundation. Prayer, Holy Lord, teach us to discern kindly but firmly. Keep us from hurried alliances that dim your glory. In delays, steady our hands and hearts. Build your house among us by your Spirit, and make us faithful stones in your living temple, through Jesus Christ, our cornerstone. Amen.